The future of the Sundance Film Festival in Utah could depend on whether an anti-pride bill is signed into law by Governor Spencer Cox. The governor has until this Thursday to decide the fate of House Bill 77. The Republican-backed bill would ban LGBTQ plus pride flags at Utah public schools and government buildings. Backers say it's about promoting political neutrality, but the LGBTQ plus community and allies argue it would be an unconstitutional overreach of government. An anonymous Sundance insider has said if the bill passes, it could affect Utah's ability to keep the film festival for another decade. Cox says it would be a mistake for Sundance to leave.
We've been told by the board very clearly that political issues have nothing to do with their decision. And so I'm going to take the board at their word.
The Sundance Film Festival has called the Beehive State home since its inception in 1978. Last year, Sundance generated more than $130 million for the state, according to the festival's 2024 Economic Impact Report. While many want to see it continue in Park City, other states are already eyeing the festival for possible relocation. The contract between Sundance and Park City is set to expire after 2026, and Cox says Utah has put together what he calls a competitive package for the festival to remain. Sundance has been known to highlight and give queer, independent, and sometimes controversial films a platform, despite Utah's conservative values. Even so, the governor says folks have come to associate Sundance with Utah.
I've talked to people in Hollywood. I've had conversations. They laughed when they found out Sundance was even considering leaving. They couldn't believe it. Sundance will make their decision. It would be an economic hit to the state of Utah if they left, but we'll be fine.
Cox added he doesn't see how taking the festival elsewhere would positively impact the state's LGBTQ plus population and thinks more could be done for the community by keeping the event in Utah. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.